Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Cumming, Georgia, it's time for FOCO Talks, brought to you by the Forsyth County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the podcast today. This is James McCoy. I work for all of you as the president of your Chamber of Commerce. We're glad to have someone on the program today that I have known for just about 20 years and in various capacities. Michelle Prater is an incredibly impressive leader in our region and for our community. And Michelle, we are very glad to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Michelle, your title is President CEO of the North Georgia Community Foundation. And could tell us, before we get into the Community Foundation, tell us a little bit about you and your background and sort of your professional path to get to the Community Foundation.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Ohio and moved to Georgia and did my undergrad and grad degrees at local colleges here, which was wonderful. Started a career in banking, and I was in banking for many years. Went on a mission trip to Uganda, and on that trip, it was kind of the best trip and the worst trip that I ever went on at the same time because there was such incredible need that we saw, but there was also this joy about the individuals who lived there that I don't know that we can experience here. And when I came home from that trip, I really was moved by it and made the decision to leave corporate America and go into nonprofit work. So after I left corporate America, I started working for an organization in Atlanta and really was in their international finance department. They did international work in China and really oversaw the organization as well as international schools that they had there. After I left there, kind of moved more into a development role, worked with United Way of Forsyth County for a while, as well as United Way of Greater Atlanta. And when I read the job description for this role that I'm currently in at the North Georgia Community Foundation, it was as if it was written for me. It had all of the things that I loved about banking and the financial industry, with all of the pieces that I loved about really giving to my community and creating impact. And so I was very fortunate enough to be able to be selected in this role.
Well, and I, in full disclosure, I'm a little biased in that I had the great opportunity and good fortune to be not only a part of the North Georgia Community Foundation board, but a part of the search committee that identified you as the candidate. And we certainly, all the evidence shows you have made the absolute right decision, and you've just done a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So how long have you now been with the Community Foundation?
Believe it or not, almost 8 years.
Wow.
I know.
Oh,
wow. It seems like yesterday.
Wow. Boy, it really does. So, tell us a little bit about the Community Foundation and how, what is a Community Foundation and how it works?
Absolutely. So a community foundation is something that could take us hours to explain, but I'll try to give you the brief version. So when you think about a community foundation, it is almost like a philanthropic bank. We have fund holders who move their charitable dollars to our organization. That money is invested. It earns a return on that investment, which then allows our fund holders to grant out more money to the organizations that they're passionate about. So that's kind of one area of what we do. We also work really closely with the nonprofits. We really want to help our nonprofits grow. And we always talk about that part of our mission is really to help nonprofits achieve their mission. And so when we think about the work that we do, we really help people and nonprofits invest generously in the lives of those who call our community home. And so all the work that we do is really tied around that. When you talk about the North Georgia Community Foundation specifically, we started in 1985. And one thing I love is it was started by some local businessmen who really wanted there to be an organization that helped promote philanthropy. And we were started with about $250,000 grant. And if you fast forward to today, almost 38 years later, we're sitting about $122 million in charitable assets. Wow. So we're really excited about that. And that allows us to make a greater impact in our community.
So tell us a little bit about, community foundations. My experience has been that they're the sort of organizations that have an enormous impact, but that impact is almost always never seen. It is behind the scenes, but absolutely critical to the outcome. Tell us some about the especially since you've been here in a leadership role, what some of those accomplishments have been and things that you're really most proud of in your tenure.
I think that there are several things I'm really proud of. One of those is the growth that we've had. We grew from $42 million in assets when I started. As I mentioned earlier, we're now over $122 million. I think why we're more hidden is because we work behind the scenes. We are there to help facilitate, you know, what our fund holders are what their goals are in philanthropy. So when we work with a family, they're sharing with us what their goals are, what areas that they're passionate about, and we're helping them to take action and create impact around those areas. With our nonprofits, we also do the same. One of the things I'm also most proud of when we think about our nonprofits is our granting programs that we have. When I started back in 2015, we had one grant program, our community grant program, and we granted out $25,000 a year. And this is money that comes out of our own endowment. Fast forward now, in 2022, we gave out $630,000 out of that. So when we talk about growth, the end result is greater impact. And so I'm really proud of the fact that we've been able to grow that program. We've also added two additional grant programs, which is our opportunity grants and discretionary grant program. So to be able to expand those, create greater impact. Last year, $12 million came out of our organization to local nonprofits and programs in our community. And that can really create change. I would say the third thing that I'm most proud of is as a former banker, when I was in banking, we had an incredible opportunity for professional development. When I moved into nonprofit, it was recognized really quickly that wasn't the case. There's just not a budget for it. Nonprofits really run lean, and so there isn't that opportunity. So one of the things I wanted to create is programming for our nonprofit partners in North Georgia for them to have that same type of training. So we created in 2017 a program curriculum called GROW, and it stands for Growing Roots of Wisdom, and it is a program that includes leadership training, executive coaching programs, training around very critical topics for nonprofits, as well as kind of deeper dive training into specific topics that they need, things like HR or how to write an annual report, how to properly manage an audit, all of those things that nonprofits are dealing with. So being able to really grow the impact that we have is something I think I'm the most proud of. And it's the things, again, that are behind the scenes that people don't always see, but our community has, without realizing it, felt the impact of the work that we do. And that's something that we're really proud of.
Very good. Well, so certainly watched the GROW program and have seen the impact of that, and certainly know plenty of nonprofit executives and nonprofits in Forsyth County that have benefited from that greatly. I've run a couple of boards where that has definitely been a capacity building for those organizations. So I'm going to transition us just a little bit. We have two other guests with us today, and also folks that I have known since my very first day. In fact, one of them before my first day on the job. So I am. It is a great honor to have both Mary Helen Magruder and Brian Tam, two folks that have had absolutely immeasurable impacts on our community, done things that we take for granted every day in this community. And I appreciate both of you being on. The reason that I have asked them to join us is that they are both members of the board of the Forsyth County Community Foundation. Mary Helen Magruder is the chair. Thank you all both for joining us. And if you would, for folks that may not know you or have had a chance to meet you, Mary Helen, we'll start with you if you just introduce yourself.
Thank you, James. I am Mary Helen Magruder. I was born in Forsyth County. I'm a native. Grew up on Pilgrim Mill Road, where I still live, married and lived out of state for several years, but moved back here in 1983. My husband is John Magruder. He started Crestview Animal Hospital, where he still works, and I was fortunate to be able to be involved in community activities as well as raising our children. So I've been a member of the board of the chamber, the United Way, several other organizations here, and several years ago, was asked to join the board of the North Georgia Community Foundation, which I did, and from that sort of evolved into the current Forsyth County Community Foundation Advisory Board.
Very good. Thank you. And Brian, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit about kind of your story in Forsyth County and first of all, what brought you to Forsyth County?
What brought us to Forsyth County was my wife Kelly and I were both working for Houlihan's Restaurant Group, and we decided that we wanted to purchase a house. And quite frankly, we thought we could get more house for our money in Forsyth County back in 1994. Believe it or not, we thought that would be our starter home. And if we had children, which we did, we have three beautiful children, we would move back to Fulton County for the school system, if you can believe that. But we moved into our home and started a family. Of course, the schools in Forsyth County are just phenomenal. We wanted to stay in Forsyth County. My wife Kelly and I met working for Houlihan's Restaurant Group, a job I took right out of college, and lived in Kansas City and Philadelphia and Houston. After a while, I left Houlihan's Restaurant Group and went on to work for Carrabba's and Outback, and opened the Outback in Cumming. And after a while, you know, I guess many of us that get into this business want to have our own restaurant. When it came time to leave Outback, I realized I had not put together a resume. So I felt it was just time, and came across an opportunity at the old Cumming School, where we actually turned the opportunity down one time. Then Kelly and I just kind of put our heads together, and that basement with fluorescent lights and gray concrete floors, we thought, well, maybe we could put something together here. Of course, the Playhouse opened a year before us upstairs. And in 2004, the Playhouse opened. And in 2005, Tam's Backstage opened. We opened our first day with three tables. And we had three tables for many, many weeks. Was the most number of tables. Of course, we were operating in a basement with no signage and no parking. And but after a while, just sticking to what we thought were our principles of just trying to serve great food and give great service, the business grew. And in 2016, we opened Tam's Tupelo over off of Exit 14, which it's a totally different menu, different atmosphere, and has been very successful. Its busiest days beat Sunday, where we're known for our Sunday brunch.
And if my memory is correct, you had a little stint as a public servant in this community, did you not?
I did. I served 12 years on the Board of Commissioners. People come into the restaurant sometimes and say my food is so much better than my politics. I don't know what to make of that. But yes, I was thrilled for the honor of serving on the Forsyth County Board of Commissioners. When I started my terms, there were 145,000 people living in Forsyth County. In working with many other community leaders, including the Forsyth County Chamber of Commerce, we were able to put together a number of initiatives, which included our parks and recreation system and the transportation bond of 2014, which led to the widening of Georgia 400, in addition to helping with the Forsyth County Alliance Academy and our judicial complex. So I'm quite proud of my tenure on the Board of Commissioners from 2005 to 2016. After 12 years, I decided that my time was going to be better spent in the restaurants. And of course, we had just opened Tupelo, and I wanted to focus my time in our new restaurant.
We're grateful that you have that time, not only for the restaurant but also for the Community Foundation. And so both of you serve on Forsyth County Community Foundation, but it is part of the North Georgia Community Foundation. So, Mary Helen, why don't I start with you? If you could maybe talk to us a little bit about kind of where, how we got here with the Forsyth County Community Foundation, and then either you or Michelle or both of you kind of talk about how that relationship with the North Georgia Community Foundation works.
We started here as a local advisory group in 2015. This actually, like many initiatives here, grew out of the chamber. There were a couple of people on the board who had experience with community foundations, educational foundations, and other communities, and we thought that perhaps it was time to try to start something like that here in conjunction with the North Georgia Community Foundation. I look at it sort of as they are our parent organization. They hold all of the funds. They do all of the backroom bookwork. They provide us with staff. But what we have here is Forsyth County money for Forsyth County people, is how I like to look at it. We have funds within our advisory group that are local funds held by local organizations such as the Forsyth County Arts Alliance. But we also have our own fund, which is truly money that we can use to support Forsyth County initiatives. One of our early grants was to Habitat for Humanity. We were able to provide them funding. We've been able to provide funding for different organizations that have applied to the North Georgia Community Foundation for grants and just needed a little extra, and we've been able to come alongside them and provide a little boost. Our latest grant was to the newly formed Forsyth Community Clinic, which we're really excited to have in our community. So it is money that people give, people support, and the group that we have just looks at different opportunities to support Forsyth County organizations.
Very good. And Michelle, could you talk a bit about how Forsyth County Community Foundation and how that relationship works with the Community Foundation?
So the Forsyth County Community Foundation, as we refer sometimes as FCCF, is an affiliate of the North Georgia Community Foundation. And so while the work that we do as NGCF is separate from FCCF, the support that we give is the same. We provide the administrative support, as Mary Helen mentioned. You know, we have staff that works directly here in Forsyth with the advisory committee and really make sure that we are providing the support that's needed. Mary Helen mentioned there's a specific fund, and it's called the FCCF Community Fund. And that fund is 100% for Forsyth County, for supporting organizations here and supporting the areas of need that are here in Forsyth. So when folks give to that, the funds from the FCCF community go 100% to organizations and programs in Forsyth County. And our focus is really to grow that fund so that our advisory committee can have that available to really make impact here in Forsyth County.
Very good. So how, if folks are, you know, they want to know more about the Community Forsyth County Community Foundation, how can someone support the Community Foundation and the work that it's doing?
Currently, really the best way to support the Community Foundation is through financial generosity. If you go to the North Georgia Community Foundation website, which is www.ngcf.org, there is a place that you can click on Forsyth County Community Foundation, and it will give you all of our information. There is a donate button to click, and you can just put money in that. You can do two or three things within that. There are funds here that you can specifically support if you're interested in Friends of the Library, if you're interested in Forsyth County Arts, if you're interested in the Education Foundation, then you can make a specific donation to that. But if you really want to support the community as a whole through the broader foundation, then you just give money to the Forsyth County Community Foundation Advisory Group.
And I am assuming, Michelle, there is also a path to for someone that may be interested in opening a donor-advised fund. I mean, is that can they do that with the Forsyth County Community Foundation?
Absolutely. They can open any type of fund that we have. We have many fund holders here in Forsyth County. They have donor-advised funds. We also manage scholarship funds, several of which are here in this county. We have a lot of nonprofits who have their funds with us. So there's a lot of opportunity for individuals, for corporations, and nonprofits to be able to open charitable funds.
Excellent. Very good. So kind of jumping back to the more kind of immediate and direct support, there is something coming up here pretty soon. And to help support both the Forsyth County Community Foundation and the Forsyth Community Clinic. And that is a dinner that's coming up that is very generously being offered by the restaurateur for Forsyth County, Brian Tam, who's celebrating 18 years of Tam's Backstage. And the coming public school is having its 100th anniversary this year as well. So, Brian, rather than me talking about it, kind of talk about the history of this dinner, and how you and your family have come to the decision about hosting this dinner.
Yes, thank you, James. So every year our restaurants name a beneficiary, and we host an anniversary party, both at Tam's Tupelo and Tam's Backstage. This year, our dinner is going to be on Monday, August 28th. So the proceeds from this anniversary party, 100% of the proceeds for this will go to the Forsyth County Community Foundation and the Forsyth County Community Clinic. This, again, is Forsyth County money going to benefit a worthy cause here in Forsyth County. We are very proud to give back to the community that supports us. We want to support our community. This year is really special because the building itself, the old Cumming School, will be 100 years old. We, in addition to operating the Tam's Backstage downstairs, we operate the Playhouse upstairs, School Street Playhouse, where we're proud to put on many different concerts, plays, musicals, etc. Again, this dinner is on Monday, the 28th of August, and we encourage the public to come out, have a good meal. Their ticket price goes directly to these organizations.
And tickets are really, it's only
$35. It's only $35.
That's a great entry point for someone who wants to do an investment in our community and have a great meal and a great time with a great crowd of folks. And there's two seatings. One is 5 to 6:30. The other seating is 6:30 until close. There is a cash bar that is separate from the $35 per person price. And if someone wants to hop online right now and buy their tickets, what is the best website for them to go to?
So there are several ways they can do that. One is through our primary website of ngcf.org. They can easily go on and buy that. There's also social media posts on for the Forsyth County Community Foundation, which is FCCF, as well as our parent company here, NGCF's site as well. So they can go out. There's actually a link that they can click on and go right to that page. So there's multiple ways to do it. If they're not sure how to do it online, simply call our office, and we'll be glad to help them with that.
And you could also go to the Chamber website and take a look. There's listed in the community events, and there's a link to register there. We'll also make sure that this is posted with the description of this podcast online, so you can just click it and go to it. So,
And James, I'd love to add one thing. The money that is coming into this from Brian's generous offer here to allow us to be part of that, 100% of the money coming to FCCF is going to the FCCF Community Fund. And again, that is the fund where it is completely 100% allocated to Forsyth County and programs here.
Very good. Congratulations, Brian. I mean, that is a remarkable accomplishment of having a going concern, as they say, in the restaurant business, and enduring COVID and all of the endless list of hurdles that had to be overcome to celebrate 18 years. There's certainly probably only a handful of restaurants in this country that have been around 18 years.
Kelly and I are a team, and you know, we have worked very hard together, hand in hand. It's a way of life, as we say. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But we're very proud to be part of the Forsyth County community.
Very good. So, and Mary Helen, thank you for your, yet again, another thing that Mary Helen has dedicated herself to. And certainly we see the results of that. And, you know, I think the tagline of the Community Foundation is for good forever. And, you know, it takes a lot of folks who consider themselves stewards for a period of time to make sure that that goes on truly forever. Certainly both Mary Helen, you and Brian are two excellent examples of folks who view life that way. And there will be a lot of people who enjoy the shade of a tree that you all have planted today, and thank you for that. And thank you all for listening in on the podcast today. We appreciate it. Join us August 28th. It's going to be a ton of fun. There'll be a lot of folks there you know that are probably going to be bringing some plates and clearing plates, and I'll be one of them. I can't guarantee you a quality level of service, but I will make you laugh, so come join. It'll be a good time. A good time will be had by all. So, Brian, again, we appreciate your support. And, Michelle, thank you for being on today. And thank you for sharing the story about the North Georgia Community Foundation. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. We'll be back in a few weeks with another FOCO Talks podcast. Thank you.